I feel like you're trying to get a controversial statement out of me, but you're not getting that out of me. It sucks.
Search before you dig online every time, byda.com.au. Gibbs, you want to have a dig this morning?
I'm going to have a little dig at myself just before I get into my main dig, and that's to my body clock, Walshy. Yes. Obviously, filling in for Mark Bickley this morning and setting the alarm, the nice early alarm to get up for breakfast radio this morning. I had the worst sleep.
Mm.
Getting up literally every 20 minutes
and
thinking I've missed my alarm, checking the time.
That's horrific.
My body clock. Give me a spell.
It never gets better or easier.
Horrible.
But then, like, there are some people that are comfortable with arriving a little bit late or sleeping in. You're not that person. Mark Bickley, who's out being managed today, he is someone that doesn't mind rocking up late and just phoning it in. But we are professionals, so we've sent a bit of a warning here. Mark Bickley could be real Luke Pedler style, and he's out for today. Who knows about tomorrow? What's the other dig you wanted to have at?
I want to have a dig at all the Victorians, and you can throw Chris Scott in this boat as well, about Gather Round and about the Crows and Port having an extra game in Adelaide.
Mm.
Obviously, Gather Round's been put in as an extra fixture, and they're whinging and saying, well, the Crows and Port shouldn't have an extra home game throughout the season. They should actually play the showdown in Gather Round.
Let's have a listen to Lee Matthews, who is saying exactly what you spoke about.
The two Adelaide teams can't continue to get an extra home state game just because it's Gather Round. And because, oh, yeah, we already want the two showdowns. Well, that's great. If you want Gather Round, one of the showdowns should be part of Gather Round, because I tell you what, the other 16 clubs in the competition, they don't mind going. They'll accept going to get the Gather Round, but they're not going to accept that continually that Port and Crows get an extra home.
I found that weird as well that Lee said that, because the Crows lost their home game. So the advantage wasn't that strong, was it?
Well, let's throw Lee Matthews in there as well. What does he care? That doesn't affect him in the slightest. He's on the Brisbane board. He's got nothing to do with it. He's just stirring the pot. We understand that. But, yeah, I mean, come on. All these Victorian clubs that play well over half their games in Melbourne, and Asuken that Adelaide and the Power get an extra home game, turned up.
And I saw that there was a little bit of a loophole that Geelong might have this year, but Geelong might be in a position where if they earn a home final in Victoria, they get to play at GMHBA Stadium and they don't have to go to the MCG anymore. So there's inequality and there's no equal in the AFL whatsoever.
I don't reckon Chris Scott will be complaining if they get that over
the line. Exactly. Yeah. Search before you dig. Lodge a free inquiry online. Don't dig blind. Our number 0427 154 166. We're in Studio Lumo, powered by Lumo Energy SA. We're going to delve straight into the archives next. Now, Gibbsy, you don't really know much about the archives, but I go back and have a look at some old vision of Mark Bickley, but he's not here today, so I might surprise you with something, okay?
Here we go.
We'll do it next on SEN.